Welcome back. It's the second segment of the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Listen, we've got more on SBRs.
Yes, SBRs from the ATF regarding the NFA.
It's the acronym show.
Heavily caffeinated. Sorry, it's Saturday morning. What can we say?
Hey, Gunsmiths, more of it brought to you this segment by
Tri-County Roofing.
That's right.
Tim and the crew at Tri-County Roofing, your source for all your roofing needs, flat roofs, arched roofs, peaked roofs, old roofs,
tall roofs, short roofs,
whatever it may be, commercial roofs, home roofs, 810-732-7740, serving Lapeer area and the Thumb for years now. They're second generation company? Third. Well, kind of third now.
Yeah, it is third.
Yeah, it's third generation now. Dalton's involved. So third generation, family-owned company. Great. Check them out.
Yeah, award-winning roofers, okay? And that you can always link to them right on our website, which is thegss.com. And remember, if you have any questions, shoot me an email. We answer the questions as soon as we can. Usually wait till after 9 o'clock after the show. It's shooter@thegss.com. And I know I get a lot of comments from a lot of fun people that listen to the show, and Mark and all kinds of you guys that are out there. Lots of good comments. I appreciate them all. Well, most of them. But every now and then there's one that came out of left field. But it's all good. But we are talking SBRs today. And so you want to get an SBR.
Yes.
What do you get? I mean, do you just go buy an SBR, or is it better to have yours customized? Well, then there again, we haven't answered that question yet. So not sure really how to answer it at this point, but we will. But there are some great ones on the market now. They're popping up like mad because the law changed.
Correct.
So this is exciting. So some of the calibers and some of these guns are just, they're completely designed as to be suppressed as short-barreled rifles, like the 300 Blackout. And I talk about 300 Blackout a lot, but man, there's a lot of people big game hunting with 300 Blackouts now. You know your range, you know your effectiveness. You can still kill deer at 300 yards with it and silent. And it's just amazing. So you just got to know how to shoot your gun. That's what
this is all going to boil down to
how good of a rifleman are you?
It's right. Basic riflemanship is a riflewomanship, but it's all basics on that of knowing your gun, knowing how it shoots, knowing what it does at 50, 100, maybe 300 yards.
Yeah, we were just talking about hunting with 6.5 Grendels this year.
Yeah.
And discussing, okay, like your monster, right? He's got a long range coyote gun, 24 inch barrel fluted. It's a beautiful rifle. And we were talking about, I said, let's sight you in at 200 yards and then let's check 300 and 400. Yeah. Make sure that your scope is right on the button.
Set it's a very good Nikon Black FX1000 scope, but it'll be good for 400 yards.
Oh, yeah. You'll have effective use of that gun at 400 yards. Still hit harder than a 357 Magnum would, you know, and with that gun, you can do headshots at that range. So it's going to be a little different, you know, it's going to be a different year with the new rifle law, you know, and I don't want to fully commit to this new rifle law because I still have this weird feeling it's going to get reversed. I just don't think, I still feel that it could disappear. As quick as we talk about it, I feel like it could disappear.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
I might be dead wrong. I don't know. But there's some really, really, really cool stuff out there,
especially
in other SBRs.
And there's some, you know, there's also, speaking of the rifle laws really quick, there are some states where your straight wall rifles are only allowed to be single shots.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So we are lucky to have the laws we have. Now, this just changes everything.
It
so
does. It
who
does.
Knows?
I just talked to your cousin, Jimmy, down in Missouri, and he's like, you know, he says, Uncle John, I know, like, is it Illinois or Indiana? They're all, you know, they're SBR onlys, and, you know, or not SBR, I'm sorry, straight walled cartridge onlys. And
I think there's some laws about that. There's a straight walled season or something. I don't know all those. I mean, we don't hunt down there.
Maybe we're going to see some different changes in these other states, too. I don't know. Maybe Michigan's going to be leading the way. But we're definitely seeing a little bit of a revolution in gun rights now that the ATF's changing and we have a Supreme Court that's pro-gun, and it's being built around a republic, not a democracy. you know, because we are a republic. And there's a whole lot of us gun owners out there that know what we're doing, and we're being careful. Don't be the bad egg, you know?
Yep.
So now in SBRs, Daniel Defense has always been way up there in our list of really, really cool stuff.
They are, and they're one of the top, I'll say, brands that you can just go to the store and there's, you know, they're a store ready. Like Williams is going to have one on the shelf.
Oh, yeah, or 10, you know? Yeah. Now, in the SBRs, they've got them 300 blackouts, 10.3-inch barrel, full-length Picatinny rail, so it's built for optics, got a forward grip, collapsible buttstock.
Comes in a full hard case. This is a full setup from right from Daniel Defense. After you do your paperwork, you take it home.
They're just beautiful rifles. Yeah. And I know all my buddies that have been to Daniel Defense School and stuff down in Tennessee, I think it is, they talk about it, and they're just – they come back and they like, I want this model and I want this model. They're just amazing. You know, they're hitting gongs, you know, 400 yards with a short-barreled rifle. And this one, that Daniel Defense, MSRP is $2,380.
Yeah.
$2,380. And it is gorgeous, man. It is, and everything Daniel Defense rocks. It just does.
And they do have this is a top of the line.
Yeah.
I say top. This is a well, top of the line for most people that you'll ever get. You don't have to go into some crazy, the Barrett ARs, you know, some of those, you know, other ones. This is a great option for a firearm.
What's got me puzzled now is can we look at having our braced pistols and getting a tax stamp and changing them into an SBR?
It'd be a question for a class 3 dealer.
Yeah. So we'll have to get that information for next week and get it out there. So I'm excited about that because I could see a 10-millimeter Banshee becoming a small suppressed rifle.
Yeah, that's an option.
That would be a lot of fun.
So Ruger makes a couple SBRs as well, which is new.
Yeah.
You know, because Ruger, you know, think of Bill Ruger's rolling around in his urn right now because he's, you know, he was
buried in a Ruger box?
I doubt it. There's a red Ruger urn with a Phoenix on it, waiting for him to resurrect.
Oh, God but bless William Ruger.
He was always big on, we don't need more than 10-round magazines, and here's Ruger making factory 25-round magazines, ARs, and now SBRs.
Yep.
So they have, of course, a couple in the 10/22 platform. They have the PC carbines as SBRs.
Yes, they do.
But they also have this interesting American rifle. It's
An
American Rifle Gen 2, so it's the new version.
It's perfect.
In 338 ARC.
I love that caliber. I am excited to get one. That's just going to be a thumper. It's kind of going to be like a 357 Maximum, but with a big rifle bullet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the shell's tiny, but the shell is literally tiny on the
Isn't it a 300 blackout necked out?
Necked out, it's it. But when you put
the, I don't know much about
when
it.
When you put the 338 bullet in it, you're like, that's a lot of bullet, you know?
Oh, sure.
And in bolt action rifles, it depends on what you do, but it's designed to be silent. It would be to put it through a bolt gun, which
correct.
Is.
Because like, the gas, it's all there. It's contained.
Yeah, the gas is going out.
So this is a bolt action. It takes AR style magazines, 12.5-inch threaded barrel. Overall weight is 6 pounds. This thing's interesting, but here's what I think is even better. You're getting into an SBR for an MSRP of less than $900.
And it's an AR-15 magazine. So it's not like you've got to buy, you know, not $50 mags, they're $9 mags. You know what I mean?
Correct.
Or $12 mags.
Correct.
It's outstanding. And that those Gen 2s, Rugers, are rocking it. Man, you can, almost all of them take AR mags. Yeah. So I got that in my 300 Blackout, and I absolutely love it. And the 6.5 Grendel, same thing.
Yep.
So it's good thinking. I mean, that's when I understand why Beretta wants to own some of Ruger, because Ruger just makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, but Beretta makes straight-pull rifles. Maybe Ruger will start making a straight-pull.
I'm sure they will. What's next? How about the Sig Sauer, the MCX?
Yeah, the MCX Spear. This is a 223 SBR.
This is another beautiful rifle.
11-inch barrel, gas piston system, and that gas piston's adjustable so you don't get as much blowback with a suppressor, and you know it absorbs the sounds in different ways.
That is the downfall of SBR suppressed, especially in the AR platform, is the amount of blowback you get when you shoot. You end up getting dirty because the dirt comes back through the chamber.
I get covered in dirt when I shoot my handgun suppressed.
Yeah, that's very true. And it's all about the gas porting. So
this SIG, flat dark earth Cerakote, collapsible folding SIG style buttstocks.
Yep.
However, like I just said, it's folding. This is not just a collapsible stock. This is a side folding stock.
These are
which
cool.
Is really cool.
Backpack ready. You can put a whole thing in a 20-inch case.
Yep.
You know, or 21-inch case.
Come threaded half by 28. Out of the box, ready to go. You're still north of $2,000 for this MSRP. Yeah. But the interesting thing about all of these, too, you think about the SBR, barrels are shorter. You can add a 6 to 8 inch long suppressor on the end of it, and you're just now at a normal rifle length.
Yeah.
So you're not you're having like a 16-inch barrel, 18-inch barrel with a 8-inch suppressor.
Right.
You know, you're holding a broomstick.
Yeah.
No, this is a much more compressed package.
Yep.
Giving it all to you. So all of three of these, I think, are great options to get you into SBRs as a starting point. You know, even the Ruger for a budget platform, I mean, the 10-22s are even less than this, you know, but I didn't cover the 22s. But just as interesting options, take it to deer camp this year. Chances are you'll get your paperwork back in time.
That 338 in ARC and that Ruger with that 12.5-inch barrel, the trigger's so good, the action's so smooth. Picatinny rail on top of the gun already. It's just, you couldn't ask for much more than that. If you want to have fun with a gun, man.
Especially for like a hedgerow gun in lower Michigan.
Oh, man.
You know that bullet's not going to go far.
Yeah.
That size of bullet's going to take out anything you hit with it.
It's just 275 grain bullet or something, you know, man. And just, boy, what a gun. But it excites me. I'm like, heck yes, it's perfect. I got to be careful what I say. I'm on the radio.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about a different caliber called 6.8 Western.
Oh,
so
remember, this is the Gunsmith Show. We're a father and son team. We are cut from the same cloth. We love guns. We bring you the show every week, and that's why we're here.
Yep.
Our passion for guns certainly comes out with what we talk about. And we appreciate you listening to us every week.
Absolutely.
We got to go, don't we?
We got to go. But we'll be right back with more of the Gunsmith Show.